Humility, Part 4. One is the loneliest number. The once happy henyard was now only a memory. Fear enslaved every chicken's heart every day. Fear of laying imperfect eggs. Fear of royals pecking attacks. Fear of the watch hen not doing her duty. Fear was like a wicked king who reigned over them, and fearful, nervous chickens do not lay many eggs. Today, the farmer collected only 10 eggs. The hens had already fled into the yard, and Horse was walking beside him. "I really wanted this business to be successful," the farmer murmured. "I have so many neighbors who want eggs, several who cannot make it into town very often. I hate to close down, but unless production picks up, I'll have to call the butcher." His voice trailed off. Horse tried to comfort him. He rubbed his soft muzzle against his master's shoulder, wishing he could be of more help. Royal was on his throne, preening as usual. He, too, had heard the farmer's words. Unlike Horse, he let out a cackle of joy. "I would be the only one here," he hissed. "No more ignorant hens to take care of." He was flapping his wings and nodding his head in delight. Horse fixed his eyes upon him and strode over until they were face to face. Royal tensed up. Horse's large nostrils flared open, and Royal shrank down, expecting the worst. But Horse breathed out a warmth that wrapped around the rooster like the sun on a spring day. "Without others, you have no reason to be here," he uttered gently but soberly. "Selfish creatures end up alone." Royal quickly turned away, stunned by the horse's response. Horse entered the chicken yard. The stressed birds gathered round him. Having Horse near made them feel safe. Royal knew better than to chase or peck them while he was present. One kick from his back leg would be the end of him. He only harassed them when Horse was far away. "Let's go to the creek today," Horse said. "The farmer doesn't need my help, and you can catch some juicy bugs near the mosses." With Horse in the lead, the hens happily trailed along, looking forward to the special day. He had no intention of mentioning the butcher, at least not yet. He would first try to find a way to improve their egg-laying. Royal watched through the barn door. He heard cheerful chortles as the whole flock chased merrily after Horse, trying their best to keep pace with him. It was quite a joyful brigade, and Royal surprisingly found himself wishing he were among them. As they disappeared over the hill, he flew up to his throne to admire his royal self, but he didn't find much satisfaction in that today. He tried to empty his mind of the gleeful scene. "Oh, I'll show them. Tonight I'll remind them they have a job to do, and if they don't, it's the butcher." "You say the hens seem nervous and aren't laying any more?" asked the salesman at the country feed store. The farmer had gone to pick up more feed and got to chatting with the salesman. "Yes, something has spooked them, an intruder of some kind. Even my horse had a wound on his nose a few weeks back when it all began." "It would be a shame to butcher them all," replied the man. "I hate to say this, but I think it may be that rooster I sold you. Occasionally a rooster can stir up a whole mess of trouble. I'll come by and take a look at your setup." As the man looked over the farmer's barn and yard, the perky parade of hens returned from the creek. Horse led them toward the barn, but as soon as they glimpsed Royal glaring from his throne, they scattered in all directions. "Yep, just as I thought," sighed the man. "Their fear is of that Roy boy of yours. If I were you, I'd butcher that rooster before you'd take out the whole flock. One rooster is not that important." Royal fainted.